Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 80-60 Daily by Richard Koch applies the 80-60-20 principle to the practical reality of everyday life. Building on the idea that a small number of causes often produce a large share of results, the book frames each day as an opportunity to identify what truly drives happiness, health, wealth, and achievement, then focus attention there. Rather than treating the principle as a business abstraction, Koch emphasizes personal leverage, which habits create outsized benefits, which relationships matter most, and which choices quietly drain energy with little return. The day-by-day structure encourages bite-sized reflection and action, making the approach feel usable even for busy readers. At its core, the book invites you to trade busyness for impact by simplifying commitments, prioritizing high-value activities, and designing routines that compound. Readers looking for a clear lens to make better decisions with limited time will find a practical framework for shaping days that align with long-term goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing life through the 80-70-20 lens. A central theme is learning to notice how results are rarely evenly distributed. In work, a small portion of tasks, clients, or skills often generates most progress. In personal life, a handful of habits can influence mood, health, and relationships more than dozens of minor optimizations. The book encourages readers to treat 80-70-20 as a diagnostic tool, step back, scan for patterns, and ask where the real leverage is. That shift matters because many people default to managing everything, which creates overloaded schedules and diluted effort. By contrast, an 80-70-20 mindset pushes you to separate the vital few from the trivial many, then reallocate attention accordingly. This topic also covers the practical discipline of identifying inputs versus outcomes. Instead of chasing vague goals like be more productive, you look for the few actions that reliably move the needle, such as focused, deep work windows, consistent sleep, or nurturing key partnerships. The day-by-day format supports repetition, helping readers build the habit of asking better questions daily. What produced the best outcomes recently, and what consumed time without payoff? Over time, this trains a sharper sense of cause and effect, making simplification feel rational rather than reckless. Secondly, designing days around high-impact habits. The book frames daily living as a design problem. If a minority of behaviors drives the majority of well-being, then routines should protect and amplify those behaviors. This topic focuses on translating the 80-70-20 concept into concrete habit choices. Instead of adding endless self-improvement practices, the reader is guided to identify a small set of core habits that compound. These might include a consistent sleep schedule, movement that is sustainable, a simple nutrition approach, or a short planning ritual that prevents reactive days. A key idea is that the best habits are not always the hardest ones. Often, they are the most repeatable and the easiest to maintain under stress. The 80-70-20 framing helps readers choose habits by payoff, not by popularity. It also encourages reducing friction. If a habit matters, make it simpler to do and harder to skip, while stripping away optional activities that drain time. The structure of a daily guide supports incremental change, allowing small adjustments to stick. This topic also highlights how high-impact habits shape identity and decision-making. When a few anchors are in place, the rest of the day becomes easier to manage, because energy and attention are not constantly depleted. The result is a lifestyle that feels lighter, yet produces stronger outcomes. Thirdly, happiness and relationships, the vital few connections. Another major focus is the idea that happiness is often concentrated in a small number of experiences and relationships. Rather than aiming to maximize social activity or chase constant novelty, the 80-70-20 approach suggests identifying which people, environments, and moments consistently elevate your mood and sense of meaning. The book encourages prioritizing quality over quantity. Deeper connection with a few important relationships can outweigh a crowded calendar of shallow interactions. This topic explores how to apply the principle to emotional life. You can examine what triggers stress, resentment, or low energy, and then reduce exposure to those patterns, whether they come from certain obligations, social dynamics, or digital habits. At the same time, you deliberately create more space for the minority of activities that reliably restore you, such as time in nature, creative work, learning, or unhurried time with close friends and family. The day-by-day structure is useful here because it nudges repeated reflection on what actually made the day feel good, not what you assumed would. Over time, this builds a personal happiness map, showing which choices are high return. The theme is not selfishness, but alignment, investing more in the relationships and experiences that generate the most shared value, and reducing energy spent on low-return social noise. Fourthly, wealth and career, focusing on the few drivers of success. In the domain of money and work, the 80-20 principle often shows up in disproportionate returns. A small number of skills, projects, or relationships can create most income and career momentum. This topic centers on identifying those levers and acting on them consistently. Instead of spreading effort across every opportunity, the book encourages narrowing to the arenas where you have advantage or where the market rewards you most strongly. Readers are guided to look at what produces the highest value per unit of time. That can mean specializing, improving a key capability, choosing clients or roles that fit strengths, and saying no to work that is busy but not valuable. The Daily Guide approach supports small, repeated actions that build career capital, such as consistent outreach, focused skill practice, or regular review of what is working. This topic also emphasizes the difference between activity and progress. Many careers stall because people become excellent at low-leverage tasks. By contrast, focusing on a few strategic outcomes, such as building a portfolio of high-impact work, strengthening a professional network, or improving negotiation and communication, can shift earnings and satisfaction. The principle helps readers avoid the trap of equating longer hours with better results and instead pursue smarter inputs that compound. Lastly, eliminating low-value commitments and creating time leverage, a practical, sometimes uncomfortable topic, is subtraction. The 80-20 lens implies that many commitments produce little benefit, yet they consume attention, create stress, and block high-value choices. The book encourages readers to audit how time is spent and to notice where obligations persist mainly due to habit, guilt, or fear of missing out. By identifying the activities that deliver minimal returns, you gain permission to simplify. This topic includes the idea of protecting prime time and energy. If a few hours of focused effort can produce most of your meaningful output, then preserving those hours becomes a priority. That may require boundaries around meetings, notifications, social media, and excessive multitasking. It may also involve consolidating chores, automating repetitive tasks, delegating where possible, or choosing fewer but more rewarding commitments. The day-by-day format reinforces the practice of daily pruning, what can be removed, shortened, delayed, or done differently. Small cuts add up, creating space for the vital few habits and relationships that matter most. The result is not merely efficiency, but freedom, more time for health, learning, creativity, and rest, all of which improve long-term performance. This topic frames time leverage as the foundation for happier and more successful living. In conclusion, 80-20 Daily is best suited for readers who feel busy yet undersatisfied, including professionals juggling competing priorities, entrepreneurs who need clearer focus, and anyone interested in practical self-improvement without an overwhelming system. It can also benefit readers already familiar with the 80-20 principle who want a more personal, day-to-day application rather than a purely business-oriented treatment. The book can improve a reader's life by teaching a repeatable way to make decisions, identify what produces the most happiness, health, and progress, then design days that prioritize those drivers. That approach reduces stress because it replaces scattered effort with intentional simplicity. It also increases confidence, since the reader is guided to measure what is working and adjust quickly. Compared to many productivity or wellness books that offer long lists of tactics, this book stands out by emphasizing leverage and subtraction. Instead of asking you to do more, it encourages doing less but better, grounded in a clear principle that can be applied across work, relationships, money, and habits. The daily structure makes it easier to act immediately and sustain change. For readers seeking a practical framework that can unify multiple goals, it is worth buying as a focused guide to living with higher impact and more ease. If you would like to support Richard Koch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.